Second Corinthians, if you will. Second Corinthians in the New Testament. There's one verse I'm going to go after tonight. But this is not normal in what the way the Holy Spirit talking here. He's talking about how to develop a mind environment. A mind environment. In other words, an environment in the mind where God can work properly. Now, let me tell you what I'm not talking about. Now, there's a religion called science of the mind. Now, the Lord, and you got New Age religion. Now, the Lord let me study all that. I didn't know why he was training me for an apostle. I studied it and found out where they were missing at. They missed blood. They missed the cross. They missed Jesus. But they're right there on the line. If you don't watch yourself, you get one of those books, that book will carry you way down the road. Then you'll find out, why, God, Jesus is not in here. So you got being optimistic, you got positive, being positive minded. Then you have the Lord. I think as you say, you majored in psychology, son. Yeah. See, he majored in psychology from college, but I could be a psychology teacher. The Lord had me study psychology, study books, a lot of books on books after books. I didn't know what he was doing. I didn't know how ignorant I was about the mind, and how people can mess you up when your mind not right. People can trick you with your mind. But I studied all that. I studied psychology. I really believe I can be a psychiatrist, tell you the truth about the matter, because I know how people tick. But that's not what I'm talking about. I want to tell you that to let you know that's not what we use here. You see, the Bible talks about the spirit of the mind. And then the mind plays such a grave role in the soul. You see, the soul of man. And most Christians living in their soul, they're not really living in their spirit, so therefore they can't go to the dimension that God wants them to go in receiving. Yes, they can't go that dimension because their mind, unrenewed minds, are flaking out. And they're trying to go with faith, but their mind keeps calling them back. Now, one of the ways that Satan blinds the world, unbelievers, same way he blind corner Christians in the mind. He blind them in the mind. Now, we say to you, both Darnell and I are teaching, that Satan has only one access to you. That's through your mind. He can't access through your body. He can't access through your trouble. He can't access through your spirit because you're born again. But he'll come through your mind. He comes through the thought process. And that's how he keep you from getting your healing. That's, matter of fact, that's how he made you sick. He came through your mind. So if your mind unguarded, you don't unguard it, and you don't know what dimension you can get messed up in your mind, in the spirit. Now, we're talking about the spirit of your mind. The Bible talks about renewing our mind, didn't it? In Romans 12:2, it said, be not conformed, but be you transformed by what? Renewing your mind for what? That you might prove. So that means that if I don't renew my mind, it's not going to be able to prove it. I'm not going to be able to have... The will of God. If my mind not right, I won't even be able to know what the will of God is. That's right. If my mind not right spiritually, I'm going to be conformed to this world system. But I need to keep my mind renewed. I said I need to keep my mind renewed. All captivities that Christians are hurting in, they are captive in their mind. I can prove it from the Bible. I'll prove it for tonight over. I'll prove it. And then everybody will go free. Because your spirit is all right. You love God, but Satan works on your mind. Now here, they question the authenticity of Paul's apostleship in 2 Corinthians 10. They was questioning him. And so Paul brought out to them something that every Christian need to know in the process made proof of his apostleship. He took them to another dimension of spiritual battle, the Apostle Paul did. Yes, he did, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. He took them to another dimension. They're questioning the first few verses. They're questioning his authority. So Paul began to talk about this warfare, yes, sir, that are not carnal. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Now, you can see that verse if you got a good Bible. It's on the Apprentices. If you got a good Bible. Now, if your Bible don't mark that verse in Apprentices, you don't really have a good Bible. You just got a Bible. But that was just placed in there. He'd leave from the third verse and goes to the fifth verse. The fourth verse is telling you what the third verse make. The fourth verse tell you what the fifth verse makes. See, imagination and high things make stronghold. But actually, he's leaving from the third verse. Look at the third verse. He's leaving from the third verse. The fourth verse was put in there just to amplify what's going on. But he's going to the fifth verse. That's where we're going to go now, because we want you to learn how to bring your thoughts into captivity. Because if you don't bring your thoughts in captivity, I'm going to show you where you are in captivity. He who knows not how to bring his thought under captivity of the strength of God, the word of God, the word of God, the way of God, and the will of God, they are in captivity somewhere. They're either sick, they're either broke, they're either confused, they don't have no joy, they are putting up a front when you see them in public. But behind closed doors, they're a hurting person, because their mind, even though they're a Christian, but their mind is kept in captivity. So if we look at 2 Corinthians 10:5, we want to get this, because it's very important. It's talking about casting down imaginations. Now, imaginations is plural there. You see that? There's good imagination. There's evil imagination. Now, imagination is a component of your soul. That's one of the components of your soul. Your soul is designed to be able to imagine things, good things. But on the other hand, if the wrong person get a hold of your thought life and your soul will imagine bad things. See, imagination, your will, your feeling, or your emotion. You see, I even heard before he died, Reverend Ike. You remember Reverend Ike? Yes. Everybody says he's just about money. But Reverend Ike was actually dealing with a lot of science on the mind stuff. He was dealing with feeling. But feeling is a part of the soul. Yeah. Keep listening to me now. Don't turn me off because I'm changing station on you. Notice here what he says here. Casting down imagination. Any of y'all ever had any bad imagination? All right. What did he say do with them? Casting down. Now, we'll show you how to do that. You do it with the word of God. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What that mean now? What does that mean? Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Well, God's word says everything possible. All things are possible. And then the devil try to get us in a situation and say we ain't going to make it. That's a high thought, because now he's putting his thought higher than God's word. But I have to know that. So I have to know that. I have to get angry when that happens. I have to have tenacity. I have to have boldness. I must go into attack mode when Satan try to tell me he's stronger than God. When he try to tell me I'm not going to get my deliverance, he tell me I'm not going to get free, he tell me that I'm going to have this the rest of my life, I must attack, because that's too high a thought for a defeated enemy to try to put in my mind. Are you following me? So we must come into attack mode. We must take the sword that conquered, the word of God, and begin to bash that thought and mash that thought and beat that thought. I mean beat it till it bleed. Beat it till it yield to the blood of Jesus. See? You know you done had that thought and come back. Same thought keep coming back. It's the further you're going to go today and the rest of your life you're going to be here. You made that mistake. Yeah, I made a mistake. But God told me he'll forgive me. So these imaginations, casting out imagination, every high thing, high thought. We say high thought? We say high thing, high thought. High thing, well, that's a high thought. That exalt yourself against the knowledge of God. And then he says, now, after you pull and cast, he said, bring it. That's why I know you're talking about thought. That's that. Now I got it. Every thought into captivity. Bringing every thought into captivity. Get a handle on it. Get a handle on it. Check it out. How you check a thought before you let it live in your mind. Check it with against the image of God, Genesis 1:26, where something tell me I cannot have dominion is not from God. If something tell me something evil about to dominate me is not from God, because it's not lining up with the image of God. I'm the image of God. I'm the image of Christ. I'm the image of the Holy Ghost. And so if something tell me that I can't make it, something tell me I cannot break loose on this, that thing have to come. I have to stop it because it's not agreeing with my image. Are you following that? See, the image of God. Then also this mind thing, this mind of the spirit of the mind. I'll show you more clear in a little while. Things come against us. Satan take us because our mind environment, thought environments are wrong. That's why we had to renew our mind. Not only that, look in Ephesians 4:23. He get more explicit with it. More explicit, and you have to be a student now. You have to be a student because now you're not talking about the natural human mind. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it talk about the natural mind. We're not talking about the natural mind. We're talking about the spiritual mind. Are you getting me? Yes, we're not talking about just thinking. We're not talking about science, just thinking, technology, you know, normal thinking pattern. We're talking about being in the spirit of your mind. Yes, see, because you got to be able to disciple the two there. Now look what he said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ephesians 4:23, that's in your Bible, yes, isn't it? What it said, read it to me. In the spirit of your mind. See, we're talking about two different minds here. We're talking about a carnal mind. And look in Romans 8:6. We're talking about a carnal mind, and we're talking about being carnally minded, and we're talking about being spiritually minded. Yes, I'm dealing with the spiritually minded aspect where the word of God become the spirit of your mind. You remember he said in John 6:3, the words that speak to the spirit and life? Yes, that spirit, that's the spirit of God. Well, when you renew your mind becomes spiritual. You're no longer carnal. Look in Romans 8:6, it'll tell you. Be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is what? Life and peace. What you want? Choose this day whom you're going to serve. To be carnal minded is death. What kind of death? Well, destruction, sickness, disease, lack, limitation. You're not going to make it. You can't have that. And the Bible says God has blessed us with all things freely. God love us. God have compassion on us. God gave his only son. But yet, if you don't know how to activate, that's one word, if you don't know how to access this grace that's already provided for you through the finished work of Christ, Satan use your mind against you. Notice in 2 Corinthians 4:4. We're talking about unbelievers here, but yet in the same mind, in Romans 8:6, if you corner the mind, you're just like an unbeliever. Galatians 4 proved that. Yes, you lack somebody under tutors. You're not free yet because you haven't grown up yet. We have to grow up. You see, you have to grow up. Then 2 Corinthians 4:4 said, the God of this world have blinded the mind, blind-minded Christian even look like they're not a Christian. Wow. That's why we're coming into Revelation. We're coming into signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. We can't go in your blind minded. We got to take this mask off. See, some people think they're so spiritual they don't want to think. They think they're deep. But no, we just read, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Didn't we? We read that how Satan blinds sinners, he blind them in their mind. Notice he didn't say he blind their spirit. He blind them in the mind. He blind them in the soul. That's where your mind is, in your soul. Some of the things we can't receive now. We're trying to use faith, and we're trying to believe God. We're praying about it. But then Satan don't just let us go ahead and let us go because he know he got us in the mind. One thing he used, he got us in the mind. He aim to keep us in the mind because now he got science of the mind religion. So you scared to say mind. And see, that's a trick. Man, we got to straighten our minds out. I mean, what Philippians 4:6 says, 7 and 8. Let's look at the Bible. Be anxious for nothing, but enter everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God will pass, where it is, will pass all understanding. Shall keep your what? See, you're just keeping your heart. People, some people just won't keep their heart. No, keep your heart and mind through Christ. Jesus didn't say, finally, my brother, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever, that's talking about thinking, I believe. Huh? Think on these things. What's your thought when Satan attack you? You think he can take you? You think he can hold you there? How have he held you these 16 years then? He's been holding you up in your mind. Your spirit is strong. You're a child of God. You got a new wineskin. You got a new spirit. But you keep letting that old stuff come up in your mind. Not after the night. Hold up your mind. I won't talk to you. Hold up here. This is not from God. This don't even agree with God's word. I can't accept this. I resist this. Any type of failure, any type of losing, any type of weaknesses, any type of damage to your life, you can believe it as Satan working on your mind. You have authority over Satan. You hear me? You have dominion over Satan. But he's been tricking the body of Christ with his only access, lies and deception through the mind. You ever judge anybody wrong? And you felt so bad, you didn't tell them, but you felt so bad because they didn't do it. You ever been an accuser? Yeah, you've been one. In case you know, I'm going to tell you, you've been one. Yeah, because we think we know everything sometimes in our mind. Yeah, all of us like that, you know. All right, now notice, go back to our text, 2 Corinthians 10:5, because I want to nail this. I want to nail it. We're talking about building a thought environment that the Holy Ghost can work. Glory to God. I mean, have my mind. That means now what I'm doing is I'm getting my emotion, my reasoning and my intellect, my memory and my imagination and my will, what consists all the things that my soul consists of, I'm getting them in agreement with my spirit. You see? See, Satan got a lot of ways to hit you. He hit you on your feeling. He hit you on your reading. Well, if I did this, well, I don't know. It might work out. And then he go in your memory. Now, you done had some failures. You've lost some battles. And he go and tell you, instead of seeing the good part, see the same way. Now, God can use your mind like Satan uses it. Satan automatically uses your mind. You got to invite God. Now you're inviting God. How you invite God to use your mind? You're renewing your mind with the word of God. You're putting in your mind spiritual things that your mind can turn now spirit, that your soul can function with your spirit. See, the problem is most people's soul is not functioning with their spirit. Satan got your soul and God got your spirit. And so every time the spirit of God try to produce something in your life, try to get you to do something out of the ordinary, you're reading that and say, it don't make no sense. Now your senses get involved. Now you got your five senses now. Smelling, tasting, seeing, touching. That's in your body. See, your body has no authority. It's either going to follow your soul or it's going to follow your spirit. Look at me. Anywhere you've been losing at, that's where you've been losing. You haven't been losing in your prayer time. You haven't been losing of being led by the Spirit. You've done the best you could, but that mind thing, your strongholds, those imaginations, those high things that exalted themselves against the knowledge of God. But now in that fifth verse, look at 2 Corinthians 10:5. It said, bringing every thought into what? Captivity. Bringing every thought into what? Captivity. What captivity means? Put it there where I can use it when I need it. Not let it go. This is what God said. I'm holding on what God said. I don't care what I feel like. I don't care how much water, emotion jumping. I'm going to believe. I'm going to hold on to this thought that God has given me. Now, listen to me. I'm in Isaiah 55:8. Go there now. See, now, I'm thinking like God thought. God never think losing. God never thinks failure. God never thinks no when he needs a yes. God never say yes when he need a no.
That's right.
Now my thoughts has become God's thoughts. And with my thoughts, yes, Isaiah 55:8, my thoughts have become God's thought. My thoughts have become God's thought. Now my thoughts, I'm thinking like God. So now I'm acting like God. Because my thoughts have become like God. Now my ways have become like God. And so now I'm in my dominion. Now I'm in my image. Now I'm in his likeness. Now I'm in dominion. Now I'm in authority. Now it's a matter of moment when this thing gonna change. Because I'm gonna talk to it like a God. I'm going to talk to it like Christ. I'm going to talk to it like the Holy Spirit. I'm going to speak the word of God. And that word, look at 11th verse. The reason the word has been coming back void is because Satan been tricking us in our mind. The word has the power, but I got to have the thoughts of God to speak like God. So when I renew my mind, when I'm being renewed in the spirit of my mind, Ephesians 4:23, Romans 12:2, when I'm doing that, I'm getting my thought like God. Now I think like God. And now I'm not God, but I think like God, and I am of God. And so my rights now, I'm a carrier of an Eden. I'm carrying the Garden of Eden in me. Because the word create the atmosphere of Eden. Eden was a place that had it made. God said, you're blessed. Blessed. No question, you're blessed. Once you get the word of God, get your mind straight, your spirit, you're already born again. Now you are a carrier of Eden. You're a carriage of God's image. You're a carriage of God's likeness. And you speak like God. And your word don't return to your void. They prosper and they accomplish because you got the thoughts and ways of God. Now your words become like God. Your word can't become like God. Let your mind become like God. Look what he said. What is Isaiah 26:3. Keeping your mind on him. What is that, John? Isaiah 26:3. Look at this. Look at this. What he said? Now you know what that perfect peace is? It's supernatural peace. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. It doesn't matter what attack you under. You still have peace because you got your mind on God. And by having your mind on God, you're thinking like God. So whatever it is beneath you. It's beneath what you can make happen. We're going to start making miracles happen in our lives. Make signs happen. Make wonders happen. Make a sinner wonder why I've been lost so long when they see a Christian walking in their rightful way. So now, how do I bring my thoughts into captivity? Well, you renew your mind. One thing. Let me show you why it's important. If you don't bring your thoughts into captivity, just suppose you say, well, I ain't doing that. Well, if you don't, you're going to be a captive. Caught in the snares and the traps of the devil, living an out of order life. Now, I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about not having what you're supposed to have, not being who you're supposed to be. Living an out of order. Turn to 2 Timothy. Let's look at this. And this is what I'm doing. 2 Timothy 2:24. I'm teaching you with patience. Because nobody can recover your mind for you. Now, psychologists, they'll tell you they can. They give you some formulas and methods and have some mantra to say over and over again, you know, and get that all formed in your mind. And Satan just sat there and watched it. He even come to the meeting. See, when he get through with her, she done paid $19,000. When he get through, I'm going to let her go for 3 weeks. Because she don't have the right thing in her mind. Her mind, she got natural, psychological, sensical, man-made thoughts. But they're not the divine, soul of the spirit thought. Are you with me? What did I tell you to turn? Now, we're going to see now, in order, you listening? In order, in any time that you attack Anytime there's something holding you from your blessing, in order to make a recovery, you first have to make a discovery. And what we're doing now, we're discovering the power of the mind spiritually. Not science of the mind. Don't go with me and say I'm teaching science of the mind. I'm not teaching that. But I cannot let them, let's see what I could use. They got people unsaved selling air conditioning. They got people unsaved using air conditioning. I'm not going to stop using air conditioning. I'm not going to be in the house be 150 degrees because the center got air conditioning. Or because a man at the place, the man was working on my house. When I first built my house, they had the music. Some had Mexican music. Somebody else had rock and roll. And so I'm the devil fighting me to not build a house, you know. And so I went out and said, look, all this music, I can't have this music around here. And so they all shut down, but they start dragging. Then the music, I said, everybody turn the music back on. My wife said, I'll get them demons out of here later. I need to get this house built. Let them roll. Turn the music. They turned the music back on, went back the way. Brick land. I said, you just got to think, man. You can't be afraid. Now, I want you to see this. Because somebody going to get set free either on the internet somewhere now because you're about to make a discovery and you're about to take your recovery. Because there's a statement here. I want to show you. I want a statement here. And they're going to emphasize that it's a mind thing. Now, all habits, Christian habit, ungodly habits, Christian God. All wrong decisions that Christians are making. All wrong actions that Christians are taking. Are y'all listening? All Christians who live with a flawed character. And Christians who never reach their destiny. It's a mind game that Satan is playing within your soul. If your mind not right, no matter how much you pray, if you haven't given the Holy Spirit your mind, Satan will let you pray and let you see a little leeway, but then he's going to pull you back with a thought. Somebody else going to accuse you of something. You didn't do it. But that's a delay. You got to deal with that. That's a delay. I don't care if you didn't do it. It's still a delay. Somebody said they saw me with a red-haired woman last night. You know, he said, no, I don't be with my man of God, but it's still up there. Yep. Now, if you don't know how to renew your mind and know that they'll bring an accusation to me, but you remember, no, all these years, nobody told you saw me with a red-haired woman because I've been to my house. If you live good enough, they can't bring no accusation too much on you because they know it. And try to get it out. I know I'm lying. They know they're lying because they believe in you themselves. You live before them so many years, you know. Now, this captivity, somebody about to get set free now. You see, you don't have to be a bad person to be in captivity. Now, may I tell you something? You're not going to get angry with me, right? You just got to be, you could be just an ignorant person. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are ignorant Christians all over the world. And Satan just abusing them, misusing them, and they genuinely, listen to me, they genuinely love God. They are genuinely trying to live right. But the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that Ephesians 1:17, turn there, please, and I'll come back to this and show you this captivity. See, for the gifts of the Spirit, for sign, for oneness, for to live in the realm of the supernatural, what is rightfully ours, we're going to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, not in the knowledge of things, in the knowledge of him. Can I show you something else to go with that? See, you seek him. You want to know his mind. You want to know his will. You want to know what he is doing right now. You want to know how he would handle this situation. You don't want to take the word and try to handle it without instruction. I told you that Sunday. You get his instruction because his instruction is going to baffle Satan. Now I get to teaching and get the Spirit of God. See, when you're teaching by the Spirit, you get over. What scripture I told you to go to? Yeah. Now, I want all y'all to pray that for yourself. God give me, because y'all going to have it. Y'all going to have it. Because I said, this ain't no Wednesday. I told God, this ain't no Wednesday night. I want a miracle tonight. You see, but in order to keep up with this, you're going to be in the spirit of wisdom and revelation yourself. If I'm going to teach out of the spirit of wisdom and revelation, you're going to have to listen out of the spirit of wisdom and revelation of him. Of him. What God want to do here? What God want to do tonight? This is not no set part just to come read the Bible. Who need what? How we get it to them? Do you follow me? See, this, every time we meet, this is a reality. This is communication. This is contact. This is creating intimacy with God. Now we go back to 2 Corinthians 10, 5 again. We're gonna ride. We got to read to ride this horse right. Casting down imagination, heavy high thing. Now notice what they're doing, that exalting itself against the knowledge of God. All right? Then after that, the apostle said, bringing every thought into captivity. Not only into captivity, but into obedience of Christ. So if the thought can't obey Christ, I want you out of here. How do you put the thought out? You put the thought out with a thought that is greater than it. The thoughts of God is greater than the thought of the devil. The thought of God is greater than the thought of men. The thought of God is greater than the thought of academic. The thought of God is greater than the thought of technology. The thought of God is greater than any thought that anybody ever thought. And that's his word. His word is his thought. His word is his will. His word is his way. When you speak the word properly, you're speaking God. You're speaking an anointing that removes burdens and destroy yoke. You are a powerful being, but you have to sit like you're doing now. You have to learn. You have to be open. You have to be hungry. You have to be thirsty. But if you ever find out how powerful you really are, the dance is on. And that's my job here now. As an apostle, my job is to get you so where you can handle this sword with perfection. That you can win any battle by yourself. That you can kill a David, Goliath. You can be a David and kill a Goliath with a slingshot. Because you're not depending on what you're using. You're depending on who you know. Are you following me? Now, somebody in here is in captivity right now. Not because you're a bad person. You got some habit. You got something to keep tricking you. You got something holding you back from your promised land or from the abundance that God really wants you to have, holding your healing back, and some of us are selling for it. Every now and then we'll sell us something. I bind you, and the Lord said this. But yet we sell it, you know, this is a lifetime contract. And because Satan had you somewhere in the captivity. Now, you know, people can pray for you and do all kinds of things, but you got to get a hold of this thing yourself. Now, you want to know the truth? I don't trust nobody more than I trust Leroy. I mean, I don't know if you ever felt bad and all your family members went to bed on you. Huh? You say, I'm sleeping now. And you wanted them to stay up with you, Stay up. Now, Mama used to stay up with me. Mama going home to be with the Lord now. Now, Carolyn will stay a while. So she finally go to bed, and I do her the same thing. I'm going there. You and it's between you and the Lord, you know. Everybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yourself. So you got to know what to do for yourself. Between you and the Lord now. Yeah, I know it was between me and the Lord from the beginning. Notice verse 24 now in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. I'm not getting where I want to get, but it's good anyway. Because it's putting us in a position not to be blind-minded. And we're putting us in a position where Satan really is stealing from us. Satan knows he's no match for us. So with his lies and his deception, he put them on your mind. If you don't know what to do, you're in captivity. Drug addict, pornography, all of that is a mindset that produced a decision and an action and an image and a memory and pull you out the will of God. You say, I don't see how a Christian can do that. I see how they can do it. They're ignorant in that. They're blind. In that. And that's why we need to minister the word. That's why we need compassion. Notice what it says, how you should teach them. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, verse 24, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach. Nobody said last word, patience. In meekness, instructing. Now look who he instructed. Those that what? Oppose themselves. Now why you do that? Because the word of God is a sword of the spirit. Hebrews 4 and 12, you know? Put that in your note. But it's a sword of the spirit. Now you got a servant teaching with meekness and instruction and teaching with patience and teaching that word, and that word got life in it. And that word now operating on that person you're talking with, and it's separating their mind from their spirit. Good God Almighty. Getting them ready. And then it said, now, after that person be enlightened, it said, if God peradventure, God will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. What happened when you acknowledge the truth? You get set free. Now, the lie in your mind won't let you be free. So if you don't know how to get a lie or imagination or a high thought out of your mind, yeah, I'm a Christian, but it can't. Yeah, it's your thought, my thought. It try to come in my thought all the time. They try to come in your thoughts too. Don't tell me. I'm not talking about no just evil stuff, just Satan, just talking. You got to know how to stop it. All of us have challenges, right? Now listen to me now. Listen to me. I only have a few more minutes. Now listen to me. Listen to what we're doing now. Let's just put on your note, I must bring every thought into captivity. I must not just let anything just come in my mind. Everybody who come in my mind got to be checked out. Everything that is said to me, everything that I listen to, everything I read, it had to be checked. Do I want this thing to stay here? I've had books. I've burned thousands and thousands of dollars worth of books. I read them till I got to the finish line. I read them till I found out there was no blood. I read them. They saw like, boy, they were so smooth, like they're talking just like Jesus. And all of a sudden I said, Jesus ain't here. Then they start calling God a she. They playing them little games, you know what I'm saying? I said, all right, I'm going to catch you. And I read a little further. Then the Lord said, where the blood? I said, I ain't got nothing in here. He said, all right, get up out of there. But as an apostle, I needed to go in there. Just like with that hyper grace stuff. See, some of my members thought, oh, that was so good. Man, you got to repent. And you can be a backslider. He got me up here saying this crazy stuff. I said, what? The Lord said, what are you doing? But I found out that I was in training. Now, listen. God Almighty. Listen, I'm about to tell you the fruit of your labor and the fruit of your life now. Everything, I'm off my subject, all right? For a moment, but I want to tell you a secret right now. You want the secret?
Yes, sir.
And it may not sound much to you, but if you catch it, some things you're believing for are going to start rolling. Okay? Because we're making a lot of holy effort, but you got to do it right. Everything the Bible promises comes through one man way. Ephesians 2:8. Everything, everything you're believing for right now come through that one. Every principle, every blessing, every promise, every anointing, all wisdom, all revelation, all gifts, everything come that same way. It was purchased in the finished, I'm over another subject now, in the finished work of Christ. So everything, every time you pray, every time you confess, everything you need, everything you desire, everything you dream of, every vision you have will be fulfilled through those two ways. You're saved by grace through faith. In the next junction, you got to recognize the next junction, because we get it, it's not of yourself. Then you got to recognize, Glenn, the next junction. It's a gift of God. Grace, faith, gift. Grace, faith, gift. I mean, that's it. Grace is, or you can say favor, faith, finished work. Gift. All right, let's get back to our lesson. That's another lesson I'm going to teach you that. But you see, then, well, I'll teach you a little more about it. Look at Romans 5:1. Well, I'm teaching two lessons now. I'm going to go back to the mind in a minute. And see, that's the way the Spirit, now you follow the Spirit, see? See, you get locked down, you just got, now I ain't got locked down, I ain't locked down nobody, nothing yet now. See, because now you access, you stand in grace by faith. Faith access the grace stand. What is it, in the second verse? Look at it. Romans 5:2. 5:2? Read 5:2. So now you're seeing the joys from both angles. You're seeing in Ephesians 2:8. You see grace and faith, right? Now you see faith accessing grace. In Ephesians 2:8, you see grace accessing faith. Now let's go back to your mind. You getting that? Everybody in here is a winner. Why? My Father said so. My Father said so. He said so in His Word. He said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? He said, nay, in all these things, no matter what it is, you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through now. Doesn't matter. You listen to me? I'm about to tell you something. All your tests are going to turn into a testimony. Get ready. If you're going through something right now, get ready to testify. Because you're going to have a journey that you got to tell somebody. Because you didn't know how you're not going to be able to explain it naturally. You're going to have to testify. The Holy Ghost is going to have to help you tell it. Because it's the Holy Ghost going to bring you out of that situation. God permits some things to happen sometimes. He don't bring it, but He permit it. So you can test your strength. You got a race car. You don't ever put it on the track. You can wrap it up all you want. Until you put it against another car, you don't know what you got. Every test in this room, every test on the internet, every test on Roku, every test on LibertyRoyThompson.tv, listen to my voice tonight by the Spirit of God, your test is going to turn into a testimony. You're going to testify what the blood did. You're going to testify what Jesus did. You're going to testify how He brought you when you couldn't bring yourself. You're going to testify why you couldn't walk through that, but He carried you through it. You're going to find out you went a long distance, don't even know how you got there. Your problems are for a reason. I feel I need to minister to you. You. Come here. Yeah, you. Your problem. Wait a minute, Lord, what is this? Your problem. Your problem. What? Your problem. Your problems, plural, are solved. Now, have mercy on me, Lord. Because your mindset been the jip. Your mindset been the jip that been robbing you. Dog. Barking. Loud. Telling you that you're not going to ever be free. Lying. Nobody love you. Nobody cares. This is the farther you going. Don't you even expect no more. You tried. See, you can't make it? No, I can't make it, but I'm about to take it. You take it by force. You trying to tell me I can't make it, but I've come to my making point, I've come to a taking point. I have to take my make. I really don't know what it is, but I felt that the Lord led me. I need to minister to you. I don't even know you, but you know you. Lift your hands up. And so that which is on your heart real heavy is about to be lifted to another level. That what you have tried to accomplish, look at me. That what you have tried to accomplish and it didn't work out like it should, go back again. Because that which have been imparted to you tonight by impartation and by revelation will begin to flow in your situation. Are you listening to me? I don't know you. I don't know you, but he knows you. And he set you up to be here on the second row in that seat tonight, that he can minister to you and just get you in a flow that you have never seen before. He get you in a place where you're going to have to testify. You say, can I tell you where I was and where I'm going and where I went and where what happened to me? And so we praise Jehovah for your life. And look at me. And the compassion of God will be on your life the rest of your days. You wake up in the morning and you wake up with God's arm around you, telling you how much he loves you and that you're free. You'll wake up, you'll be riding along, and God will tap you on the shoulders and know, oh, you're not by yourself. I'm with you. You're free. You're free, you're free, free. I hear the word free. You're free to flow. You'll be able to shout. You'll be able to jump. You haven't shouted in a long time, but you'll be able to shout. And sometime in your own surrounding, you're going to have to run because you're going to feel a presence coming upon you that you never felt before. Your life, child, will never be the same. I keep hearing the word blame. There's some blame there. There's some blame somewhere. Don't take it no more. It's gone. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, y'all praise God for somebody. Y'all, people get blessed. You got to praise people. People get blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor, there's a refreshing for you, but push a little more. Push in place where mantles and impartation could be given you. Let not man with their dispensation hold you back. You got a great gift, and you got a great heart, and even your wife have a good heart, and that's a combination that you can't find. So do what you got to do, man. Don't play with it. Hear it. Move in it. God got great things he won't do with you. Hallelujah. That's a pastor there. That's a pastor. God got some things he won't do with pastor. That's a pastor. That's my regular hour. You'll put some more time on it. That's regular. Let me minister to you in 7 minutes. Get your Bible. Because I won't leave you hanging in that captivity deal there. Because we got captivity in two. You got it in the fifth verse of 2 Corinthians 10:5. She's bringing every thought into captivity, right? If you don't bring those thoughts into captivity, go back to 2 Timothy now. Satan is going to bring you into captivity. But when you bring your thought into captivity, you come out of one captivity into another captivity. You come out of a cursed captivity into a blessed captivity. You're going to be captive one way. Either God going to have you or Satan going to have you. So make up your mind. I surrender my all to him, that Satan won't be able to hold me back and block my blessing. So let me try to close here. Sure as I'm telling you, that girl got something. And then that pastor, I was talking to him in riddles, but he knows exactly what God's saying. Because he got a spirit. You know, he knows exactly what God is saying. You got to get in, man. You got to flow. You got to grab. God did not send you to me for nothing. The first time you came. First time he came to my house with $500. Said, Lord told me to bring you there. Many months ago. He, pastor, God sent him to my house. I didn't know him. But he's obeying God. I'll say two words on that. Contact, contract. Read it the way you want. Read it the way you want. Now, notice this 2 Timothy. You there? You back? Notice verse 24, 25, and then we go to verse 26 now. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare or the trap of the devil. Where the trap at? In their mind. Who are taken captive by him at his will. Taken captive. Trapped. Taken captive. And when he kept a Christian in their mind. But now if a Christian is bringing all their thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ, this can't happen. Now some of you tonight will make discoveries and recoveries. Many times we are caught off guard playing with fire. At first the fire don't burn, but then it burn, and it burn more, then it get worse and worse. And we found out we're stuck in the fire. We're stuck in hell on earth. And it's because of the mind. The mind pick up satanic thoughts and begin to bring us in captivity. And we don't know how to stop, but now you know. Renew your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of mind. Let me show you one more. You're talking about it in Romans 8, 26, 28. 28 verse says, all things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. But we notice that we have infirmities. You know you have infirmities. Lord, please let them know they have infirmities. Please let them know on the internet, everybody listening, they got infirmities. But there's a way you can pray in the spirit and the Holy Ghost help your infirmities. But looking at 27 verse, you're going to find out about the mind of the spirit. Read that 27 verse. Oh, see, he knows what is the mind of the Spirit. That Spirit is capitalized. Yeah, mind of the Holy Ghost. See, the Word, the Word of God supposed to give us the mind of the Holy Ghost. Huh? You imagine you walk around with the mind of the Holy Ghost? Who is the Holy Ghost? Well, let me show you who the mind of the Holy Ghost is. Turn to John 16, 13. Let's locate him. Let's see what kind of mind he got. Let's see what he does with his mind. He's eavesdropping. He's tuning into heaven. He's yearning. He live under open heaven. He's yearning everything that God said. He's seeing everything that God has. And he knows his. That's the Holy Ghost mind. What the 13th verse says? Keep reading. Now I want you to say it real loud 3 times. I have the mind of the Holy Ghost. Come on, say it. Woo, that's victory. That's victory. Now, I felt somebody got sin in their life. They got practice sin in their life, and they said it without unction. Just repent. That's all I ask you to do, repent. That sin was supposed to stay in your life. You can live for God. You say, yeah, but I've been doing this for so long. Doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. Doesn't matter. Just repent so you can say that with authority. I have the mind of the Holy Ghost.
I have the mind of the Holy
Ghost. I have the mind of the Holy Ghost.
I have the mind of the Holy Ghost.
Because I have the mind of the Holy Ghost.
Because I have the mind of the Holy Ghost.
I have the ears of the Holy Ghost.
I have the ears of the Holy Ghost.
I live under open heaven.
I live under open heaven.
I have the eyes of the Holy Ghost.
I can see things the natural eye can't see.
I can see in the realm of the spirit.
I can see in the realm of the spirit.
I have the image of God.
I have the image of God.
I'm in the likeness of God.
I'm in the likeness of God.
I'm in the likeness of Jesus.
I'm in the likeness of Jesus.
I'm in the likeness of Christ.
I'm in the likeness of Christ.
I'm in the likeness of the Lord.
I'm in the likeness of the Lord.
I'm in the likeness of the Holy Ghost.
I'm in the likeness of the Holy Ghost.
Sam God.
Sam God.
Sam Father.
Sam.
Sam family.
Sam family,
miracles,
miracles.
Signs,
and wonders,
are
on my table.
They're about to manifest
in my life
and in everybody's life I minister to.
I
minister in power.
I live in power
and in the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Thank God.
Thank God
I have a Holy Ghost life. Thank God I got new wine. Going into a new bottle.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Can't say something. Glory to
God.
Every time you say glory to God, you say God is present. Did you get any help? You visitors, did you get any help? You heard what I said, some of the things I said, right? That's why God sent you here. I'm glad to have you too here. Come back again. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Devil thought he had you. Gonna have to turn you loose now. You want me to do that, Lord? Come here, girl. Yeah. Come here. Come here, Worship. You about to get your breakthrough.
Yeah.
You got a good heart. You know, I just hear that time to listen to the Lord, you know. Lord, she just do it and tell her. She need to hear you say it. Just tell her she about to get a breakthrough. I mean, you know exactly what I'm talking about. She know what breakthrough she need. And you about to get it. God's going to give it to you. The lying devil trying to tell you you're not going to get it and how long it's going to be. It won't be long now. it won't be long. Hallelujah. It won't be long now. It won't be long. The devil set her free. The devil got to let her go now. He's trying to block her stuff. Can't block your stuff no more. He can't block your stuff no more. He can't block your stuff no more. He can't block your stuff no more. Can't block your stuff. He can't block your stuff. How many of y'all took that? Don't be a dummy. When it come out, when something like that said, say he ain't only talking to her. He talking to me also. You know what the Spirit of God is saying? We're going to close and leave. You know what the Spirit of God is saying? When I said that to you, he was not only talking to her. You know what the Lord said? Grace can cover a lot of space. Whenever grace is loose in a place, it covers a lot of space. If you have enough sense to say, I take that too. He's talking to me too. Have a good night. God bless you.